Oh, and make sure you hide the machine gun. Oh shit, we're off.
San Francisco, Earth's Godzilla attacks Centennial. This is on news. I'm Noah Arashiku. San Francisco, California. 100 years ago today, San Francisco suffered what is to this day one of the worst monster-related disasters to have happened in the United States, the 1906 attack on San Francisco by Godzilla. Only the 1893 attack on Chicago caused more casualties. Citizens marked the anniversary with a sense of foreboding, knowing that another Godzilla attack was inevitable. We've had 100 years of peace, comments Beast Up expert Bob McMillan, but we all know that the big one will one day return. At 5:12 on April 18th, 1906, the sleeping city was awakened by a most unwelcome visitor. Emerging from the Pacific Ocean, the 100-foot-tall Godzilla smashed its way through the city. City Hall was destroyed within 28 seconds. People scrambled from their homes as the monster's massive footsteps shook building foundations. Linda Kane, 80, recalls what her mother told her about the event. She first thought it was just another earthquake, she said, but a quick peek out the window revealed it was something much, much worse. Estimates of the number of dead vary from 3,000 to 6,000. We may never be sure, said as forensic scientist Clark Stuckin, because Godzilla devoured some of its victims, so there were no remains to be counted or buried. Volunteers dressed in historic garb retraced the monster's route through the city in a solemn procession. A handful of survivors were on hand to watch. 104-year-old Martha Lane says that the Godzilla attack is one of her earliest memories.
The ugly face of that wretched beach is forever etched into my memory, she said.
Nobody knows what happened to Godzilla after the disaster, nor even where the monster originally came from. Suspicions always lay on Japan, and rumors have it that the peace was signed decades later in Pearl Harbor during World War II. After the attack, the nation's military readiness was greatly increased. President Teddy Roosevelt and Congress tripled the defense budget, which led to the development of the first military aircraft, the airplane having just been invented 2 years prior. The efforts paid off, as was proven in 1933, when an attack by giant ape King Kong on New York was thwarted with minimal casualties by the use of airplanes. The government is saying it is ready for Godzilla's next attack on San Francisco. The beefed-up Homeland Security Department is developing technologies to defeat both man and beast. Many fear terrorists will resort to using Godzilla as a weapon of mass destruction, but White House spokesman Scott McClellan assures that we are ready, just like we were for Hurricane Katrina. Pacifists are skeptical of the administration's approach, saying it would be better to try to tame Godzilla and other monsters should they appear. For Unused, I'm Noah Arashiku, reporting from a secret bunker within the Unused headquarters.
Wait, were we supposed to tell him that?